Hey guys, this is Byron from This Is Fashionable.
This is Jake from This Is Fashionable.
And thanks very much for listening into our podcast. Just in case you haven't heard of us before, This Is Fashionable is a men's lifestyle online magazine. We cover events from a male perspective, anything to do with fashion and lifestyle. So we cover two events this week and we're prepared to share it with you. So one of the events that we attended was Dubai Watch Week. And then we followed that by attending back-to-back, might I add, attending Fashion Forward Season 6. So we're just going to have a brief kind of conversation, light-hearted, tell you about our experience about there and kind of things, some of the things that went on there. So let's dive straight in as time's short. So what did you think of Fashion Forward and what did you think of Dubai Watch Week?
Fashion Forward... vastly improved from last year.
Yeah.
I like what they did with the garden.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really good. There was, I believe this season there was more, although there were only four, I believe there was more male presence there.
There was, yeah. I mean, one of the painful parts is you go to Fashion Forward. I mean, this is the sixth season that we've been to now, and it's slim pickings in terms of men's fashion, but it's the biggest event here in the UAE. For fashion in general, so it's a must that we attend there. But every year, I'm always left disappointed by the lack of male fashionists there. Would you say the same?
Well, yes. Really and truly, the lady side of things is catered to very well.
Always stuff for women.
The designers are really on point, and I don't see why they can't do that for men. Some of the bits for men, like we had House of Nomad, was one of them. Starch had the Starch Foundation.
That's right, Joe Arida.
Yeah.
Cool guy Joe was as well,
was,
yeah.
He was,
yeah.
And he said he had a full line available
yeah.
to him. So I'm not sure why they were unable to showcase the full.
I don't know, I think it's because, I don't know, I'm not sure whether it makes quite as much sense.
Yeah, well, they say women spend the most money, but I was speaking to a young lady and she said her husband, they went to Italy the other day, and he spent thousands and thousands on shoes. And if you compare the wardrobes, his is far greater than hers. So I don't really subscribe to the whole scenario of women spending more on men, especially in this day and age.
Yeah, I agree with you. I spoke to a lady as well off camera, and she was explaining that maybe some of the reasons as to why they think that men's fashion isn't really worthwhile focusing directly on is because us guys are more difficult to market to. We're more difficult to reach out to. She was explaining that women tend to be more visual in terms of they see what they like. You build interest around the campaign, you get a few bloggers to say that they're wearing it or they like it, and then that's pretty much job done, apart from a couple other bits and pieces you need to focus on. But for guys, who are interested in urban fashion, it's much more difficult to reach out to us.
Do you think that's true?
I don't think so. All Adidas really needs to do is produce a pair of kicks that are fresh and I'm in. That's it.
Yeah, well, you know me, I like to... it doesn't matter where, as long as I like it, I'll buy it. So, with the shops that are here, and with all the massive malls that are here, there's always going to be men acquiring what they like. So, if they put the items there and create the items, men are going to come and buy them. So, I don't subscribe to.
Maybe they're scared. Maybe they're scared because I'll just explain for the people that perhaps are new to Dubai or haven't been to Dubai before. There's a really large expat community that's here in the UAE, especially in Dubai, and that's merged with Emirati locals who are also here as well. But what you'll notice when you go out and if you go partying or whatever, just walking the streets or walking the malls, you'll notice that there is a real interest in men's fashion here in the UAE, but it's not really presented in the ways that is widespread.
In London,
or in Milan or in New York or Paris, you know, you can get really solid designers who focus on menswear, who have pride of place amongst the fashion community. But here in the UAE, I don't know, it seems to be like...
I suppose it's just because it's early, right?
It's not that, I don't know, it's man. It's worthwhile doing it both.
Fashion Forward's been around, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
So you would think that... I will say there was an improvement.
Okay, but if you look at it, the attendees, like there were more guys there this year than there have been before. So the guys are
dressed to the nines,
to the nines, and making the effort, not just jeans and t-shirt. Not that anything's wrong with jeans and t-shirt. I like it.
That's fashion too.
Exactly, but there were a lot of guys that were there making a lot of effort with some of the outfits they were wearing. We captured some of these guys on video, so make sure you look out for that. But you must notice as an event organizer, there are more and more guys that are attending year on year. And that must reflect at some point to say, do you know what? Let's do a segment where it's guys on a catwalk. Let's do a segment where it's just male fashion.
Yeah, I mean, with the expat population here, they come from a standpoint of wanting to dress up also anyway.
Exactly. So,
even the Emiratis here, they like to dress nicely as well, regarding the guys. So, There's no excuse. And I don't, as I said, I don't subscribe to the whole idea that women spend that much more than men. Not in this day and age.
I don't know, man. Most guys will just be crippled at the fact that their women go out and spend loads on a credit card and then fight to pay for it. Yeah, have to get a cleaning job or something like that.
But the thing is also, we were asking a lot of the ladies what they would like to see their men dressed in. I'm sure from the past, and I know from my past, there are a lot of scenarios where women like to dress their significant other in certain outfits. So
I mean, what was interesting to hear was like some of the feedback from some of these ladies. I mean, some of these women were absolutely totally beautiful, and they were coming up to us and we were asking that question, and they were turning around and saying, you know, I like my guy to wear something simple, classic, really straight lines. But I like him to use his personality within it. I don't mind kicks with a jacket. I don't mind a little scarf or pocket square. It was really quite eclectic, but a lot of the opinions were the same, that, you know, it's freedom of expressionism. As long as they feel comfortable, a guy feels comfortable with what he's wearing, then they were invested. They were like, oh yeah, no, I'd catch a guy's eye. In the crowd if he was wearing something like this, something like that.
Yeah, some of them wanted guys to take risk.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a big thing that I picked up on. I mean, seeing some of the patterns that were there that guys were wearing, I wouldn't necessarily wear them.
No. And the leather trousers I wouldn't really go for either, to be perfectly honest. Not. But yeah, it's interesting. So all of that good stuff, all of that content is coming your way. Let's touch really quickly. I know we're running short of time, but let's touch really quickly on Dubai Watch Week. What were your thoughts on that? That was an event that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed looking at...
Thanks for asking me and then taking the question.
Yeah, I just did that, didn't I? Right? So let me just ask you that question, right? As opposed to trying to take over the mic. What were your thoughts?
Well, to be brief, you know I'm a mechanical watch guy. I know you're more of a... pocket watch guy,
but I am.
I personally love Richard Mina. He's my favourite, and I'm upset that he wasn't there. But in total, the show was really good. I mean, I got to speak to a lot of people, and got to see that Transformer pocket watch.
Oh god,
which was huge.
It was the biggest watch I've ever seen.
I couldn't believe it was here. So
I thought it was a satellite dish.
They did really well to get Jurek here, but yeah. I liked it. As I said, the vast improvement on last year.
I'll tell you what I found was quite interesting. As you know, Jake, I really am not a fan of Hublot watches. I'm not. But I saw a couple that I'd be like, yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah. It wasn't too crazy in its design. It was still classic, but it was still a bit chunky. But it was like, so maybe I'm being converted over to Hublot. I don't know.
What about Hugsy when he got there?
Oh yeah. You'll hear that interview with Hugsy. He spent the day talking about how, you know, electrical, digital watches, functional watches are much, much better, and what's the point of all of these.
By the end he was converted.
By the end he was looking at, we had to drag him out. He didn't want to leave. Oh well. That's it for this time slot, but stay tuned. We do have more interviews to discuss. And go more deeper into Dubai Watch Week. But for now, this has been Byron and Jake for This Is Fashionable. Keep it locked. Bless.